Well, it is indeed a Friday, the end of the week. Feels like it's been a long week. I mean, is the weather? Is that what's doing it? This sneeze we've had to endure for the last couple of days?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just kind of, you know, gloomy and bummer-esque. I mean, looking out there now,
fact that it's dark by 10:15 a.m.
Yeah, right?
Plus plus the fact because the Lions game Sunday night, you know, lasted a long freaking time. You know, so Monday, especially I had to work on Monday, and it was a holiday, and it just dragged.
Yeah, no, that's true. And Kang and I did not have to work Monday, so yes. What are we complaining about?
You shouldn't complain. I was here till...
It should be a short week for us.
Right. Like a short week. Yeah, I was just getting started.
I worked till 3 a.m., about 3 a.m. with the podcast and the post-game show, slept in our... But in the Planet Fitness massage chairs in that room where there's a couch, and then was here working with Costa at 6 a.m.
You did the morning show after doing the Lions postgame show.
Damn right.
That's dedication, man.
Yeah.
That's more impressive than Rico showing up on Monday when he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, yeah. You did that once, too, didn't you?
I did, and then I left.
Yeah.
But Rico stayed.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the difference right there. Hmm. I was smart, and he wasn't. See, that's the difference.
Yeah.
I don't have to be. I can go, okay, and do stuff that I was going to do. Okay, great. Here we go. Not that I don't love doing a show, because of course I do. You hear Stoney. Doug's out today. He'll be back on Monday's show. Look forward to talking with you. You can ticket Texas, the same number you can to call us on the phone. It's 248-539-9797. Let's get the stuff out of the way here first. Everybody that's watching on Twitch or on YouTube TV, we appreciate you. You can log on to twitch.tv. and search for 971 The Ticket. Do the same thing with YouTube at youtube.com. Search for 971 The Ticket. And we have video live stream of the show. So that's pretty cool. Kang is behind the glass, as always. I think we got Kenny York on the phones. Evan's always lurking. You never know. And we're going to start today's extravaganza talking about a little bit of what happened last night. If you decided to flip on Prime and watch the NFL game last night, what you saw was the Eagles pull away from the Commanders in a game that really the Eagles should have won even by a wider margin, but their kicker just was having some issues. But the Eagles win it 26-18 thanks to 20 fourth quarter points. And we look at this game, Stoney, because the landscape of the NFC, the Lions are on top right now with the 8-1 record. We feel pretty good about where the Lions are at.
Yeah.
And we've for the first part of the season, I think we were kind of looking at our own division. Minnesota got off to that great start. You know, the Lions had lost an early game to Tampa Bay. How good were they? What about Green Bay? You know, Love's out, Love's back. Now what do they look like? Well, the Lions have beaten both Green Bay and Minnesota. So as far as the division's concerned, they haven't played Chicago yet, but Chicago's beating themselves all the time. So now we can shift a little bit to the NFC and look there. We see that San Francisco has gotten a little healthier with Christian McCaffrey coming back to this team. They're a 5-4 team. They're very good. They have a roster that's very good, and the games they've lost have been to pretty good teams, so I wouldn't count San Francisco out. And then you've got the NFC East teams, and the Commanders have gotten off to a nice start with Jaden Daniels, but maybe a little bit of a reality check yesterday that came in the form of the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles playing at home, and like I said, they had problems in the kicking game. It was slow go. It was only 7-3 at halftime, and Washington had led. But then the Eagles kicked it into high gear, particularly in the fourth quarter. And because they've got Saquon Barkley, that's really kind of what happened. Receivers are still dropping the football for Philadelphia, which has been a problem. Jalen Hurts I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback, but I think he's a good quarterback that has great upside because he can take off and go. But Philadelphia has players at every level on the defense. And that to me is really kind of what differentiates them from the rest of the teams in the NFC. Aside from the Lions, they've got guys on the interior of the defensive line. They've got guys who can rush the passer on the outside of the defensive line. They've got linebackers and they've got playmakers in the secondary. This is a pretty impressive football team
right now. And it's fluid based on injuries and the way things go, because Eagles early on looked, Sirianni was just out of his mind doing crazy stuff. But you think about it, if Barkley doesn't drop that pass against Atlanta, they win that game. They have the same record as the Lions, basically, with or just one loss. Yeah, right now it's the Lions and then the Eagles and then everyone else. That's what it looks like right now. Now that could change, obviously. You brought up a great point about, you know, CMC coming back healthy for San Francisco. They're still the Niners. They're still really good. They still have a really good coach. But you sit and, you know, look at the Eagles and the Lions, you know, position by position, even if you want to go player by player, and it's a lot closer than I originally thought. And, you know, like you mentioned Barkley was great yesterday. But the reason Barkley was great is because they have arguably the second best offensive line to the Lions. Now, there's some
people, might be the two best offensive lines in football.
Exactly.
However you want to rank them.
And Barkley, I mean, he broke that many tackles. He had amazing creases and gaps, and he just turned it on. And he's great. Yes, 146 yards on 26 carries. And he caught two balls for 52 yards. He's great. So the offensive lines are pretty even, right? If you're going to compare the two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, the running game, because of the offensive line. Now, look, you'd rather have probably Montgomery and Gibbs over Barkley and Gainwell. I don't know, because of the running, it's pretty much a wash.
Gainwell's pretty good, yeah. And Barkley's great.
Right. And
Barkley's the best running back in the game.
Maybe. And you also have to add Hurts into the running game. They might be. Okay, receivers. Who would you rather have? You know, St. Brown, J-Mo, and let's say LaPorta, who's done having a great year. A lot of it's health related. He might not even play this week. Or A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Goddard. I mean, it's the similarities as far as comparing the teams are pretty damn close. Coaching-wise, I give the Lions a big advantage.
A huge advantage.
Although Fangio's done a really nice job as a defensive coordinator. Obviously, Aaron Glenn has as well.
Yeah, but the head coach is still the head coach.
Head coach, I go with Dan Campbell. Special teams. You saw
Big difference. Big favorite for the Lions.
Right, absolutely. Because Elliott, who was really good when they won the Super Bowl when he was a lot younger, he's been really bad lately.
And the Lions had the best punter in the National Football League.
Correct. Defense, you know, you talk about the defensive line. It also depends, you know, when Jalen Carter seems to show up one week and 1 week he doesn't. But they have a lot of, you know, Brandon Graham, when the way they play him, he's still pretty damn good because he doesn't play a lot. You know, when he's in there for his few plays.
You use him as pass rusher.
Right.
I mean, that's what he is.
Exactly.
Yeah, and these two teams are pretty evenly matched up.
Right. The Lions have the advantage of safety. There's no doubt about it. Corners, I don't know. It's nothing against Terrion Arnold, and it's just that's where he was drafted. But Mitchell is looking like a special player.
Well, he is, and yeah. I think everybody knew that going into
right.
it. And I like Terrion Arnold a lot, but I mean Quinyon Mitchell is the number one corner I wanted in the draft, and
right.
just wasn't available to the Lions. And you know they got Darius Slay too. So
yeah,
they've got
who slowed down a lot.
Yes, but he's still very good.
Mm-hmm. They got another former Lions, Gardner Johnson. I know. That's what I said. That's why the Lions have the advantage in safety.
Yeah, but it's not just you see I and. Are you quick to, I'm not being accusatory with this, it's just a question. Are you eliminating the Packers from consideration or the Vikings from consideration?
No, if I'm
impediments.
If I'm ranking the teams, that's what I'm doing. I think the Lions are still the best team in football, thus the best team in the NFC, and I think right now the Eagles are second. I think the Vikings and the Packers, particularly more the Packers, I think, can, you know, depending on Jordan Love, can beat the Lions. I mean, they proved it last year.
So 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. How do you handicap the NFC? Which team really jumps out to you as the one to be concerned about? Are there more than one team? Is there more than one team that concerns you in the NFC? I mean, I think we all agree the Lions are the best in the NFC. There might be a couple people that say, no, it's Philadelphia. Maybe there's some people that say it's another team. Love to hear from you. 248-539-9797. Because I think this is really interesting how things just shake out. It's just how football works. Last year, this time, Philadelphia basically had the same record.
Yeah.
And then things went way south.
Exactly. They're the opposite this year.
Yeah. Well, but also the way they were playing in the first half of last year was like they were winning games that maybe they shouldn't have won, but they did.
Like
nonetheless.
Like the Chiefs.
Yeah. Nonetheless, they got it done. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, the ticket.